from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Steelers also wrapped up day one of practice. That's always a huge deal here, and no better person to talk to you about that than our next guest, Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider Post-Gazette, brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Ray, who was the Steelers day one training camp MVP?
Well, I mean, I don't know about MVP, but I think the main headline out of today, Andrew, was Justin Fields getting all the reps with the ones because Russell Wilson had to sit out with that calf injury. I think it's pretty significant because Russ took every single rep during OTAs and minicamp, whatever that was, 15 practices. Russ was there every day. He was very present. So the fact that Justin finally got that opportunity, and I think he performed pretty well. You know, there were a couple of throws where, some of those inaccuracies came back into play. But I thought overall he had a deep ball to Van Jefferson that was a nice, pretty ball. I thought he commanded the offense well. So I don't know about a star for the day, but I thought Justin Fields took his opportunity today and ran with it and did pretty darn well.
Ray, are you willing to say after one practice that Fields to Van Jefferson is the new Jim McMahon to Willie Gault for this team?
Or Kenny Pickett to George Pickens last year, wasn't that the
that was
the
Montana
storyline?
Rice. That's me just cruelly trolling Pony. It wasn't even a real question, so I will ask you one now. You know that if Pony was obsessed with the idea of Kenny Pickett being really good last year, I'm obsessed with the opposite idea about Dan Moore. Please get this man out of the starting lineup, and yet here he was again, left tackle on day one of camp. Ray, please talk me off the metaphorical ledge I am standing on about that situation.
You got to wait a few more weeks. You knew it wasn't going to happen on day one, right, Chris? I mean, we talked about that since the
If it had, I would have known that they had two Marquise Pouncey's
at tackle.
But, Ray,
even if to follow up on Chris, why not have Jones practice that left tackle where he's going to play and have Moore at least get used to right tackle if you want to keep him in the starting lineup for now?
Well, I mean, I'm not convinced. Dan Moore can't play the right side. Mike Tomlin has told us that.
Ugh.
I'm not even convinced, guys, that Dan Moore can be your swing tackle because he's never done it. So I think the main issue is Troy Faletonu has to prove he is ready and that he can play as your starting right tackle. And until that happens, Broderick has to be able to hold that down. And then when Faletonu is ready, Broderick has told us and the coaches have told us they don't think it's going to be much of an issue for Broderick to slide back over to the left side. He did it throughout his college career. He's a great athlete. and they think that transition can happen, I don't want to say within a few practices, but I think that, you know, if they give him 2 to 3 weeks to get that down before the season starts, I think that's enough time for him. So it's not going to happen this week, probably not even next week, but I think over time, you know, I do think I'm going to stand pat, and I'm going to say what I've been saying. I think Faletana will be the starter on day one, but don't expect it to happen in late July or early August. I think we're still a few weeks away from that.
What else stood out about the first-team offense and first-team defense today, Ray?
Well, I wrote about the little heated exchange between new receivers coach Zach Azzani and George Pickens. It happened on the second-to-last play of practice. I've never seen George Pickens coach like that before. And that got me to thinking, guys. Like, it got me to questioning, has George Pickens ever been coached hard? And how is he going to react to that through all training camp and throughout the rest of the season? I mean, it was a good back and forth there. Pickens was not happy for quite some time after that. I'm sure the Steelers will tamp it down in the days to come if George and Zach end up talking about it. But to me, that was one of the main takeaways of this practice along with Fields.
What was it about, Ray?
You know, I didn't catch the entire rep. I apologize for not knowing if it was a running play or a passing play, but I got the idea that Zach didn't like the way that George executed the assignment. So whether it was he was supposed to block on the play or whether he was supposed to carry out his route in a second way, I caught the entire exchange afterward. And it was
pretty
easy.
Was he cussing him out? Was he cussing out
the coach? Was this like Jim Leland, Barry Bonds, like going back and forth?
Well, I don't want to. When you say cussing, you're inferring that there's swear words there. I didn't pick up on any swear words, but Zach was going at him pretty good. George was coming back at him. Eventually, George walked away, and I think Calvin Austin went up to him, said something to him. A couple other guys said something to him, but George wasn't having it. I don't think he liked the way that he was being coached in that situation. And we'll see if it turns into anything else. But, I mean, guys, it's definitely something to watch here as training camp goes on. Like I said, this is a guy who was coddled in college. You can make a pretty good argument. He was coddled his first 2 years by Mike Tomlin and Frisman Jackson. And if his first practice today was any indication, he's not going to be coddled by Zach Azzani. Well, and Arthur Smith.
It makes me start to think, though, is Mike Tomlin going to play good cop while the position coach and maybe the OC play bad cop with George Pickens? Like, I guess I'm very interested to see how Tomlin will respond to any of this if he gets quizzed about it, or if, as you said, Ray, if it becomes any more of a story, because he has been the main guy saying we're working on George, but we love George, all this, like, niceties about the player.
Yeah, I mean, listen, George is a pretty sharp guy. He's got to see the writing on the wall, right? I mean, they got rid of Deontay Johnson because he was a problem. And George Pickens has to know that if he doesn't turn around his act and, you know, act in a more appropriate manner on and off the field this season, that he might be the next guy out the door. Or at the very least, he's not going to get a second contract with the Steelers. So, I think George is smart. I think, you know, after today, he probably realizes, if he didn't already know it, he is going to be coached hard. This is a new offensive staff. It's not going to be the same. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. But, you know, I thought that was a pretty interesting development that happened today late in practice.
Yeah, definitely sounds like that to me, too. Ray Fittipaldi with us. Ray, you've been asked this question ever since you took over the beat. Fans love fullbacks. Is the offense going to have a fullback this year from what you saw? And who's going to play there?
I apologize for not knowing his name. Number 45, played at Oregon State. You know, he took a few reps today. He was in there in a few team periods. He got thrown the ball a couple of times. But after one practice, guys, I don't get the sense.
So they're not putting it out there with a first-team offense kind of deal, a fullback.
No, I don't get a sense that it's going to be any more than it has been the last couple of years.
All right, how about then another one we get asked about? How about Corey Trice coming back from that knee injury? They loved him last year before he got hurt this time last year. Where's he fitting into things here, Ray?
Yeah, well, you know, Dante Jackson, of course, is the starter. I thought Dante actually had a pretty good day. He was matched up on Pickens, had a couple of pass breakups. You know, so Trice is going to fit in, you know, wherever he can. You know, if he could play on special teams as a gunner, I think that'll be his first opportunity to get onto the 53-man roster. But make no mistake about it, he is the type of corner that they want in this defense. They want those long-rangey guys who can shut down those outside passing windows, kind of like Joey Porter. Trice is even bigger than Porter. So, you know, we'll see how he comes along. I think we have to see him, obviously, over an extended period. But, yeah, if he can stay healthy, I think he'll have a chance to make a name for himself here this summer.
We know Cam Sutton suspended. Beanie Bishop, though, apparently was the running with the ones as the slot corner, Ray. Is that something we should read into any, you know, significantly? It's day one and he's out there. And as a companion to that, on the back end of this, if he were to somehow hold that job into week one, when is the last time an undrafted rookie free agent was a Steelers day one starter? Can you even think of one?
No, I cannot. I know Mike Hilton was with the Steelers the previous season on the practice squad, but then he unseated William Gay in training camp. He was kind of an unknown, so that would probably be the
not
closest
a rookie
thing.
Though,
not a rookie, but he was probably the closest thing that I could think of, a guy coming out of nowhere in doing that. So yeah, Beanie Bishop was the number one corner when they played slot, but Deshaun Elliott also worked in the slot today. So I know there's a distinction. That'll be a matchup thing depending on who the opposing receiver is. But, Omar said it today. They're going to look at these guys in the slot. They're going to look at these receivers they have in training camp, and then they're going to make some evaluations and see if they have to make a trade or, make some moves before the season starts. But they like Beanie Bishop. He's an older rookie, has a lot of experience in college, and yeah, he's going to get first crack at it. We'll see how he does.
Hey, Ray, we were talking about this before we brought you on. You and I have had probably, at least at this point, a dozen conversations about Brandon Ayuk coming to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Now that CeeDee Lamb is actually holding out and is taking his contract situation with the Cowboys more seriously and more aggressively than Ayuk is with the 49ers, why is no one nationally talking about CeeDee Lamb getting traded to a team like the Steelers?
Maybe that'll be something that comes up in the next couple of days. CeeDee Lamb is probably going to want more money than Ayuk, I would think. I think CeeDee Lamb is probably going to want Justin Jefferson type of money. Ayuk is probably going to come in a few million less than that. So if people connected the dots correctly, I might say, and think this, it would be hard for the Steelers to pay Ayuk, then, you know, maybe that's why it's not being speculated upon locally. So, those rumors are fun. I still think it's probably going to be one of those 49ers guys if the move is made. But, hey, maybe they could create some cap space and get something done. We'll have to wait and see.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out all training camp long in the Post-Gazette, top Steelers insider. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.